Among the decisions facing voters in Ingham County later this year, choosing a new sheriff. Longtime Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth has decided not to seek re-election. The Democrat in the race is his son, Scott Rigglesworth. The younger Rigglesworth is a lieutenant in the East Lansing Police Department. He appeared on Current State with his dad shortly after the sheriff decided not to run again. On the Republican side, a captain in the sheriff's department has entered the campaign, and he too comes from a law enforcement family. Eric Trajanowicz is the son of the late Bob Trajanowicz, who for many years ran the MSU School of Criminal Justice. Eric Trajanowicz joins me now to discuss his thoughts on policing and politics and the sheriff's post he hopes to occupy in January. Eric, welcome to Current State.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You've been with the county sheriff's department for a quarter century. Broadly, talk to us about how that qualifies you to become sheriff.
I was hired at the Ingham County Sheriff's Office in 1991. I was hired as a road patrol deputy. I was assigned to our Out County Road Patrol, and I was also assigned to our Delhi Township Division. I was a field training officer, so I was assigned to train new officers that were hired with the Sheriff's Office. I was a community policing officer assigned to our Stockbridge Division. We policed the village of Stockbridge, and I was assigned down there. I was a canine handler also as a road patrol officer. I was promoted to sergeant in 1999, where I served as a road patrol supervisor for Out County Road Patrol, and I was also assigned to our Delhi Township Division as a road patrol supervisor.
What qualifies you specifically to have the top job, do you feel?
I've been everywhere you could be in the Ingham County Sheriff's Office. I was either a supervisor in, I've been a supervisor in every division of the Sheriff's Office. I am presently a captain at the Sheriff's Office. I manage the day-to-day operations of our Field Services Division and also our Corrections Division.
Now, to be clear, you are retiring from the force. As an officer, help us understand exactly what's happening. You've been there 25 years. There's some talk of retirement here, but you're interested in the top job.
I am.
How does that play out?
I feel that what I've done at the sheriff's office has prepared me to take over as sheriff of Ingham County. I've been there 25 years. I've been loyal to the citizens of Ingham County. I'm very trustworthy. I retire on May 27th. That'll give me 25 plus years in at the sheriff's office. And then this summer, I'll just campaign and get out and meet the citizens of Ingham County.
You'd like the top job.
I would.
Let's discuss some of the issues and recent developments here. Body cameras, I know, has been one of them just in the past week or two. More body cameras have been deployed at LPD in the Lansing Police Department. What do you make of this trend? Is it a good one? Are we apt to see benefits from this?
I think it is a good one. The reason why I say that is it's cut down on our officer complaints, especially at the sheriff's office. When you tell someone when they call and want to complain on an officer and their demeanor or how the citizen was treated, and you tell them that the whole incident was videotaped on a body camera, they kind of change their tune. That it's worked to our benefit. Our lieutenants will review those from time to time to make sure officers are doing what they're supposed to do on the street. And if you wear a body camera, I mean, me as an officer, I was never afraid when I worked the road on people watching me or doing the right thing, because I always did the right thing. Mm-hmm. And you would expect your officers to be always doing the right thing. So for officers to have an issue with wearing body cameras, I don't think there should be an issue there.
In recent years, especially, it seems as if actions of the police have been subjected to more scrutiny and a lot more criticism. Do you think the deployment of body cameras is starting to reduce that criticism and will in the future?
I think so, because I mean, when someone has a body camera on and you look at the video, it's right there. It's
not. The camera doesn't lie.
Right, it's not hearsay evidence that you're trying to use against the officer. So having that image helps a great deal.
Does the rank and file agree with that approach,
though? I think
is there resistance among the rank?
Some have resistance, but I think for the most part, people are in agreement that we should be wearing body cameras.
I know law enforcement is contending with heroin and opioid use, overdoses and abuse, perhaps like never before. It's become a huge problem. How do you view this more recent development?
With
heroin, opioid abuse, just that whole landscape. Deaths are up. There was an article in this morning's Lansing State Journal. Apparently there's some number of people who want police officers to have more training in responding to heroin overdoses. And the whole landscape is just different than it used to be even a few years ago.
No, absolutely. And we respond differently to those types of cases, too. We have Narcan in every one of our patrol cars that the officers issued, which can bring someone back. If they're having a heroin overdose, it'll bring them back. Everybody
on the force has,
absolutely.
Has access to Narcan.
And we've saved two or three lives in the last couple months just because of using Narcan to bring someone back. So I think that's a tool that has helped us in how we respond to those type of cases.
What's the way, how do we as a society deal with heroin and opioids? And what role do police play in that?
In our jurisdiction, when I started at the sheriff's office, we used to put 6 to 8 cars on the road. And as everybody knows, we've taken a huge hit when it comes to the budget. Now we're lucky to put out 1 or 2 cars on the road nowadays. So a lot of our drugs we used to get on traffic stops, which would lead us to the bigger sellers of the drugs. But now we're not putting cars out there, so we're not running into the drugs like we used to. So we can't get to the big supplier of the drugs.
Mm. How big an issue is meth in Ingham County?
It's a pretty big issue, but it's died down. I think heroin is the bigger drug in this area right now, especially between kids or people between the ages of 18 and 25 are the big users of heroin.
Should law enforcement's approach to either heroin or meth change in some way, in your view?
No, I think we work regionally. We have a meth team, so if we do come upon a meth lab, you'll see meth labs are more prevalent in the out-county areas because of the smell that meth lab puts off. And when you're in a residential area, it alerts the neighbors, so that's why they tend to do it in rural areas. And we come upon a meth lab, there's a huge expense involved in breaking down a meth lab. And we have a regional team that a couple officers from our department are trained to come out and take down meth labs.
You feel like you've got adequate resources to deal with meth?
As of right now, yes.
Yeah. What about heroin? What about opioids? Do you feel like the county sheriff's office has adequate resources to contend with this?
Adequate resources. Then again, we go back to our road patrol issue. I feel with more road patrol on the street will help us better contain this issue.
Not enough patrols right now? I know historically it's been an issue.
It has been.
Yeah.
And obviously as the county sheriff, you have to answer to the Board of Commissioners. They're the ones that set your budget, and they give you a certain amount of money, and you have to make do with the budget. But that's been a huge issue for a few years now, is not being able to put enough cars on the street.
So you'd like to see more dollars for that?
I would.
Yeah. Describe the current conditions at the Ingham County Jail here. Is that at capacity, near capacity, what?
Right now we're just under capacity. We're 600 inmates is our capacity at the Ingham County Jail. And we've been under that for quite a while now. We did have a contract with MDOC, and they'd supply us a certain number of beds. And their end of the contract, they are not supplying us the inmates that we normally get. So that's why our bed space is down. But for the county beds, our beds are at capacity.
Does that pose a particular challenge? How big a challenge is that?
For being
so close to capacity.
It's always a challenge when you're at capacity or above capacity. When I first started as a captain there in 2014, we were over capacity just about every day, 25 to 30 inmates. And sometimes you run into situations on where we're going to house these inmates, and it becomes a real challenge.
What do you make of these stories involving police-related fatalities here in the United States in recent years? the Fergusons, the New York City incident, Eric Gardner, et cetera. Does that end up trickling down to the county level? How do you feel about that?
Yes, I think to a certain extent it does leave law enforcement with a bad name, and it does trickle down. I noticed at our place we'd get the complaints would go up during that period of time.
No kidding.
Around when something like that would happen. I think, truly believe it does affect the people at other police departments around the country.
Mm. Ingham County Sheriff's Department Captain Eric Trajanowicz is our guest. He's the Republican you'll see on the ballot in this November's election for Sheriff of Ingham County. What's your position on the departments? What's the department's working relationship with the Lansing Police Department?
We have a great working relationship with Lansing. Anytime I need something or we run into a situation, I have to talk to someone over there, I pick up the phone and call them. And their captains over there have my cell phone number and I have their cell phone number. So if something happens after hours, and I just talked to their captain last week, he called me on a Sunday in reference to a situation we were having with an inmate, and we resolved the situation over the phone. And we've had a great working relationship in my 25 years at the sheriff's office.
We've just got a minute left here, Eric Trajanowicz. What should voters take into consideration when deciding who the county sheriff should be? We got Scott Rigglesworth. What should people be considering here in this when they come to cast their vote?
I think the sheriff's office should be earned and not inherited. I've worked at the sheriff's office for 25 years. I've worked in every division of the sheriff's office as a supervisor. I know the inner workings of the sheriff's office. I know things that we can do to get more road patrol back on the street, maybe restructuring the department a little bit. I'm trustworthy, loyal. I've served the citizens of Ingham County for 25 plus years. He works at East Lansing. He's been at East Lansing for...
He's familiar with the county, but he is with the city of East Lansing.
He is. I know where every township hall is in the county. I'm not sure that he knows where every township hall is in the county. I've patrolled in these townships for many years. I know the citizens in these townships. They're very supportive of me. I'm well-liked and I'm well-respected in the community.
Ingham County Sheriff's Department Captain Eric Trajanowicz has been our guest. He's running as a Republican to replace Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth, who will retire at the end of his current term. His opponent will be Democrat Scott Rigglesworth, a longtime friend and the sheriff's son. Should be interesting. Eric Trajanowicz, good luck. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me this morning.